97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Even with a significant drop in temperatures and cold winds on Saturday, hundreds of people gathered in Wisconsin Rapids for the third No Kings protest. Demonstrators spread out along the East Riverview Expressway beginning at Lincoln Street, this new location after a complaint was lodged last year when they gathered on the green across from Aspirus Riverview Hospital. Despite this evidence of objection to their weekly protests, those in attendance on March 28th said the response was mostly positive.
We have had an immense amount of support. You can hear all these honks. We've been getting the I love you signs. We've had a ton of support. We've gotten semi-truck drivers, as you can hear right now. That's awesome. A lot of small local businesses as well. It's awesome. You know, I could count on probably only both of my hands the negativity we've received, and it's usually a means of sign language.
Protesters like Joe expressed a variety of reasons for attending.
We need the government to make life better for everybody in the country and not just for the wealthy.
Joe also shared his thoughts about the conflict in Iran.
Why start wars? First they're just going to be going up, and it's going to make it harder, especially the people who are lower income, even middle income people. It's just going to get harder and harder to get by. And if you got to pay for more for food, then you got less to pay for your rent, for your medical care. It's just a vicious cycle.
Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new Wisconsin law now spells out what counts as anti-Semitism, but it's drawing mixed reactions. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill late last week, saying it helps clarify hate crime enforcement. Critics, including state representative and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Francesca Hong, argue it could be used to label political views as discrimination and harm academic freedom. Supporters say it doesn't punish speech. It just defines when bias turns into a crime. The daughter of a Wisconsin lawmaker is accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from his campaign. Elizabeth Johnson, daughter of State Senator Jesse James of Altoona, is charged with taking $32,000 while serving as his campaign treasurer. Investigators say she made several unauthorized cash withdrawals and later admitted using the money for her business. Johnson has repaid the funds, but now faces four felony charges and could see up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Thousands of people showed up across Wisconsin for No Kings rallies. Over 100 rallies took place Saturday as protesters lined up with posters and signs accusing President Trump of abuse of power and authority overreach. Wisconsin GOP spokesperson Annika Rickard responded by calling Democratic Governor Evers a wannabe king and claimed Republicans have been delivering results for Wisconsinites. And the State Elections Commission says 21 voters are being referred to district attorneys around the state for possibly voting while serving felony sentences. A report out last week says two of those cases ended in convictions, one is pending, and most others are still being reviewed. The agency says it runs the same check after every election, comparing voter and corrections records. The cases make up a tiny fraction of total votes cast in 2025. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a three-game series against the Rays tonight at Five Serve Forum. The Brewers with a 9-7 win over the White Sox yesterday to complete a three-game sweep of Chicago. They scored six runs in the bottom of the eighth, capped off by a three-run homer from Christian Yelich.
I mean, we just kind of battled all day. We got off to a tough start, got behind early, but, you know, the guys kept talking in the dugout the whole time. Like, let's just get this thing close, give ourselves an opportunity at the end to be in it, keep grinding, and you just kind of kept putting putting the pressure on with really good at-bats there, and kind of just got a mistake pitch and put a good swing on it. And
women's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Columbia Lions today in Wichita in the WBIT tournament. NBA, the Bucks competed but came up short at home to the Clippers, 127-113. Gary Trent Jr. with a season-high 36 points.
You got to go all out. Be the best teammates you can be. Contribute towards winning and go out and fight.
That's the Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a really nice sunny day today. Our high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight. Our low dropping to 43. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a high of only 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.